The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, still down, of course, in Sacramento. Good morning, everybody. And I am out here at the Shasta Fairgrounds at Passero Hall for the 2015 stand down here, giving veterans a hand up, not a hand out. Good morning. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, good. It's out here. It's a little bit chilly, but everybody's lining up for chow right here. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours talking to people that have put this on, people that are going through the program, people who have been through the program, and talk about what a great, great effort this is by our community to help veterans that need something, that need some assistance right now, and maybe have lost their way, but they're on their way back in now. So, hey, how about giving us the weather for the weekend?
All right, weather today, it looks like it's 57 out there. It's going to be a bit sunny, high of 79. Tomorrow it's going to be, tonight's going to be a low of 56, actually. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 75 as well, and a low of 57 is going to be a little bit cool for those trick-or-treaters out there. Sunday, high 65, low of 50, and Monday, 61, low of 46. Actually, we're going to get some rain Sunday and Monday, so it's cooling down a bit.
Okay, well, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, and give them a call, 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane has won an award as one of the best small businesses in California for hiring veterans. So, hey, I understand that Spencer's there.
Spencer is here.
Okay, Spencer, who do we have today?
Boy, you sure are missing out today. So today I brought with me little Sandy. She's a two-month-old cattle dog puppy. She is sitting here in the studio with a bright pink cowgirl hat on. I'm telling you, you're missing out on a special one today.
Out. You know what? You know, here I am with my two favorite times, with veterans and with dogs. And so I'm here with the veterans, and there's dogs here, but none of them have cowboy hats on.
Well, little Sandy's all dressed up for Halloween. She's ready to go trick-or-treating tomorrow. She came into our shelter as a stray, and unfortunately she had fallen down a flight of stairs, and she does have a cast on her rear leg. But, you know, within 6 to 8 weeks, she'll be back to normal, back to her happy, healthy self, and we're just hoping that today is Sandy's lucky day to find a forever home.
Well, you know what? Every day should be a day that we find forever homes. You know, not only for our animals, but for our veterans.
Absolutely.
I'm sitting here with Debbie Johnson. So, Debbie, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, you know what? So this would be a great day. I wish it was as easy to find a home for a veteran as it is to find a home for a real good pup like you've got out there, Spencer. What else is going on with Haven Humane?
Well, we had our $20 cat special yesterday, which was phenomenal. We did over 22 cats. So I believe our final number was 25 cats found forever homes yesterday. It was a great event. We do have some events coming up in the future, but we'll talk about those as they get a little closer.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that the that $20 cat day worked, and we didn't talk a lot about it when Mark was on. So, okay, now how do we pick up the cowgirl?
So you're going to want to stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay, now, if I understand right, you'll just keep her until her leg's okay, or can she go home with the cast on?
She can go home with the cast on.
Well, it kind of like gives you a head start then if you got to go to get her around the house.
Yeah, she'll be moving a little slower, so it'll be a little easier.
Can she go home with any family?
She is. She can go home with a family with any age range of children. She's good with cats, great with other dogs, and she's just, hopefully she'll find a home and a family that'll take her trick-or-treating tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be great. Okay. Okay, Spencer, thank you so much. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Hey, I'm sitting here with Debbie Johnson. Debbie, get in there.
Okay. I'm here. Morning.
Good morning. You know what? It's never a surprise to see you at any veteran event, you and your hubby.
My poor hubby, he's real sick.
Is he sick?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I am. I'm hoping he gets better real soon.
Well, I'm sure he will. So what do you think about this, the stand down?
Oh, I love the stand down. This is such a great opportunity for our veterans to get one-on-one attention from all the vendors. Providers.
Yeah, providers.
They're not really selling anything here. They're providing lots and lots of services. You have the Veterans Service Officers here. You have DMV. You have court. Court's going to go
right.
on today. So
Shasta County Child Support.
Oh, my gosh.
Legal team, the DA and the Public Defender, Probation Department.
Right.
The DMV.
EDD's here. Good News Rescue's here. So there's housing, there's health care.
Find out what veterans' benefits that they have earned while they were on active duty.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, a lot of them don't know. A lot of them just don't realize that there's ways out there. There's housing and there's help available out there, or injuries that they suffered while during military service.
Correct. And they have all this help here, and they have them all to themselves.
That's it. And you do get one-on-one here. And, you know, I understand they had over 200 people sign up yesterday and more coming, and 91 people stayed here last night.
I think you're right that it's a wonderful opportunity for them. And you can see from here they're lined up for breakfast.
Yeah.
And Sergeant B, he always has great food.
Oh, yeah.
And great help.
Yeah, there's a hot breakfast for everybody, and like you said, they're lined up. You know, and what they've done this year is they've also provided, I guess, crates for their animals.
Yes.
And that's very important to a lot of these animals.
Anderson Veterinary people have been wonderful. They've been giving shots if they're needed, and checking off all little critters.
Dogs, yeah. Because, you know what, these animals mean a lot to these veterans.
Oh, my gosh.
This is their family.
They sure do. They sure do. We had such a bunch of yesterday going through, and just, you know, there was this little guy, little dog called Beast. They always have such great names for their friends.
Oh, yeah, Elk Killer.
Yeah.
We got them all there. Well, you know, one of the most revered Marines in the Marine Corps was a guy named Brute Krulak.
Oh, gosh.
General, was a lieutenant general. His son later went on to become the commandant of the Marine Corps. But Brute Krulak was all 5'5".
Yeah. I like him already.
Yeah, you know, but Brute was there, and God help any Marine that ever, when he was inspecting, if they looked down at him. Because,
uh-oh.
Oh, no, you never did that to the Brute.
And that's coming up. The Marine Corps ball.
Next Tuesday.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
God.
A week from Tuesday. A week from Tuesday. I know, you're going to be there.
I don't know yet.
Well, you know.
My hubby isn't get better.
Yeah, you better get better here, buddy. There's no raffles, though, so you can't win those. Well, there is. You can buy some guns.
Ahead of time.
You're right, you can buy ahead of time. You'll probably win. Well, you know, what are you doing now?
Oh, I'm waiting for the provider group to start, and I'm sitting at the American Veterans table and giving them information on the suicide prevention hotline and all kinds of nice phone numbers and things that veterans are doing so that they have another connection, like VFW and American Legion, back into the community to help others once they help themselves.
Okay. You know what? I just admire you. You know, you are a hero of the community.
Oh,
you and your
husband.
No, you are. You do so much. You do the honor flights, and you've got all that done. And y'all are just super, super people. And super, you know, I can't think of too many more people that do as much as you do. Well, you know what? You know what? You all deserve a special spot here in the heart of the people of Shasta County.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. We come back. We're going to have Ben Stevenson here as my co-host. He's finally showed up. He crossed the line of departure a little bit late, as do most people in the non-infantry ranks.
According to the guard, sir.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl, Linda, Bob. Linda, of course, is still down in Sacramento. I'm out here at the at the Stand Down 2015 for all homeless veterans. A handout, not a handout. You know what? They could still probably use some volunteers. Why don't you come down and see what's going on down here? It is absolutely fantastic about what our local people have done to help veterans. Over 200 people signed up yesterday and more today. 91 people spent the night last night along with their animals in, you know, in separate areas. They can still probably use help down there and dealing with everything. So come on down and see us down here at the Sarah Hall at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. We'll be right back after these messages.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31143.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Vince Stevenson. Vince just went over there to talk to some of the veterans. This portion of the show, though, was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I just talked to Karen Hoyt, a couple of them last night we saw at Turtle Bay at the annual Five Star Bank donor appreciation night. That was a nice time. A lot of people really helped out there at Turtle Bay, especially with Five Star, our friends over at Five Star Bank. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, in the top 50 hospitals in the nation in their cardiac treatment. Why? Because Shasta Regional treats people well. And they've got the big turkey trot coming up here on, of course, Thanksgiving Day, where you can get out and do a little walk run before you go out and have turkey. For me, it's a great way to do it. Hey, we're here today out here at Fasaro Hall at the fairgrounds down in Anderson. And we're here for the Stand Down 2015. And we've got a number of people we're going to be talking to, but right now I'm sitting here with Vince Stevenson, who has got his He's got his veteran hat on now, and it really is a veteran's hat here. His watch cap. And Vint is the, is it the chairman or the president?
CVAC?
Of CVAC.
President.
President of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliation Council. Good morning. Thanks for being out here.
Good morning, Kyle.
I knew you'd be out here anyway, so I thought I'd co-op you in this morning. But, you know, I hope we didn't wake you up.
No, actually, my troops were a little slow stirring this morning.
You got a couple of them at home. Okay, hey, what do you think about this?
I think this is about as great as it gets. We have seen it evolve over the years, and we've seen it kind of begin to be more embraced by the veterans and so on. And I mean, now with the support that's being given, this is just this is a fantastic thing. And it really supports the idea that Shasta County really is a vets county. It's becoming more so as we move forward.
Well, you know, we see this thing when you drive in. The Shasta County honors its veterans. And, but there's times that you have to wonder about that, you know, because some things that are done. But when you see, we have people that are so supportive, like Debbie Johnson, that was just here. You know, you and your groups of people, you have Missing in America Project, the Patriot Guard Riders, the AMVETS, the VFW, 1934, and the other VFW here. Kim Chamberlain, all these people, and with her Reese Across America, what a fantastic group of people that is. A lot of them, though, are all the same people.
Yep. Yeah. It's amazing how you work hard to do these different projects and become part of them, and all of a sudden the same faces just keep popping up. These people work extremely hard to help out. And it's amazing to see, early in the morning you'll start seeing them stirring and getting things ready. And by the time most people are waking up, they're already there and they're serving food and they're doing all the things needed to make it happen.
That's right. You know, and the thing about this is that what they're offering here, again, this is what's important. This is not just, gimmies that you see a lot of people out there. They get all this stuff for free. These are people that have earned these benefits, and through whatever has been in their life, they have, they haven't quite made it back from the front lines. They're still out there kind of in that, wandering through the, maybe they're still out on patrol. We're all outside the wire, though. So I guess I could say that. I guess that's what I would call it. They're outside the wire. And we need to bring them home and bring them back in. And this is just one of the ways to do it. And, it's a way for them to see these different groups of people, anywhere from AAA, Alcoholics Anonymous, employment, veteran service officers, the disability action centers, the California Liberty Alliance, Suicide Prevention and Mental Health, Shasta County Health and Human Services, Social Security, VA Homeless Program, Goodwill Industries, Veterans Resource Center. I mean, it's just fantastic how many groups they've got out here today.
Yeah, this is one of those scenarios where you look at it, you know that this isn't some kind of entitlement thing. These are people who earn their spot. Who are here for a reason, and quite frankly, they deserve any help that we can give them at this point. And they're making it happen. And it's nice to see the line building and people getting some good grub, and it's cool to see.
Everybody shows up at Chow in the morning here. Hey, tell us what CVAC is.
CVAC is the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. It's a way to bring all the veteran groups together that are in Shasta County and find ways to make sure that, one, we don't overlap. And when I say overlap, I mean things like going to the same people for funding. If Kent's Market is out there listening, he knows what I'm talking about. I mean, there's times when I've gone in to say, hey, Kent, we're going to go in a particular direction. We got an event coming up. And he says, I'll say yes, because he always says yes, it seems. But at the same time, he says, I've been hit 9 times in the last 2 weeks. So, there's a reason for us to find a way to learn to march together again like we once did. And we need to figure out how to manage our resources, how to do these things so we're not over-tapping people in their good hearts.
Well, and that with the, when the slowdown in the economy started, I've seen this over the last 8 years, that you used to have people supporting everything. And then when the economy slowed down, and it started dropping, the amount of money started dropping and things they could do. Then and then it started cutting out. It started cutting out organizations totally. And so they could only help one or two. And you've seen this. I hope, though, that when people are looking at that time and say, you know what, I need to put this much aside to help, that they're looking at veterans organizations and things like this, or that for to help a wounded warrior, or, you know, some of, you know, bringing our veterans home, welcome home, Purple Heart. To look at these local alliances, look at these local veterans organizations that they can, that are just working to help our veterans. They could use that money a lot more than, say, a national organization where some of that money, or maybe a significant amount of that money, goes back into salaries and public, you know, advertising and all this.
Administration. Yeah, that's a huge point, Carl, that I think I'm hoping everyone embraces. Every year, one of my jobs or one of my hats that I wear is as a financial planner. I have a group of clients that love to give at the end of each year. And one of the things that they require is that I do some research and due diligence and determine whether or not a significant amount, in fact, in most cases, 100% of the funds that they give go to organizations that that give it directly to the people who they talk about and who their mission is wrapped around. And that's one of the things that I'm hoping everybody begins to realize is these veteran organizations that are around here, they do. They give it. 100% of it. There's no, these people are volunteers. There's no administration. We don't have big buildings on F Street, and you know we don't have all these things going on. It's not an administrative cost. This money goes to doing things like what we're here today to do. So keep that in mind when you get ready to give a little to help out.
Yeah, and something like this on the Stand Down Association, they always need donations. They always need money. Never hurts to be able to put this kind of thing on. Because right now I'm looking at. They're going to be feeding 100 people, at least 100 people this morning. And they've got tents set up with lights, tents with tables and chairs there. They've got all types of they've got volunteers in there putting together packages for people, hygiene packages. And you look out here and you see the people coming by. And it makes you realize that. When we came inside the wire, we got back, and you never want to leave. Marines never leave anybody behind, and I can say is that maybe we need to reach out a little bit further and bring in these people. Oh, anyway, hey, it's 7:28 in the morning here. It's I don't know what it is. Eric, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, hey, Eric, I don't know, what's the temperature again?
Right now it's 54 degrees out there.
Eric.
Yeah, did you get that?
Hello, Eric.
Yeah, I'm here. It's 54 degrees out there, Carl.
Okay, 54 degrees. Well, I can tell you right now, that's true.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting out here with,
I can see my breath.
That's right. So we can see that out here. It's 54 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today, but it's going to be some rain this weekend. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I tell you, these guys, discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business. And I'm going to be pointing that out today to offer about all our live reads we have. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back in a minute. But if another veteran-owned business is Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelly have just a great place there. Espresso Joe's, where you can get coffee, espresso, lattes, cappuccinos, everything. Plus, you can buy any type of coffee making apparatus in the world, and any type of coffee beans. And walk next door to the finest bathroom in California. All this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe. Another better known business, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back. Hey, we're going to be talking to Brad LaCroix and talking about about supporting the police. We'll be right back after this message.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
At Fitzgerald, watching this going on with our the stand down for our veterans. At this point in the show, brought to you by Heating and serving the North State for over 20 years, a better known business, voted best in the North State, Alliance Heating and Air. Any types of work on heating or any type of cooling systems or heating systems, now's the time to see them before it gets too cold, though it's a little chilly out here today. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, we're sitting here with Brad LaCroix and Brian Martin on We Back the Blue. What an appropriate time for this. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, tell me about We Back the Blue. What is this exactly?
It is a campaign here in Reading. Actually started down in Chico. I saw it down there, a news story, a couple weeks before we brought it to Brad and the board of the RPOA. And it's a two-prong campaign. One is to allow the public to show their support for law enforcement, all kinds of law enforcement, and all by a decal and sticker for your car that we're giving away. And then we're also raising money for charitable law enforcement causes through this campaign. So it's actually become pretty big over a very short time.
Well, I really like this, and you know, this is maybe a, quite an appropriate time for something like this to be happening out there. I think that people have a tendency to be silent, you know, that they that their support is there, but they're not as vocal as some obnoxious groups that are taking the streets. So, how can people? How do people get involved with this?
Well, businesses can get involved. We've got lots of great sponsors. It's incredible how many have jumped in, whether it's gift baskets, fundraisers, donating T-shirts that we're going to be giving away for donations. We back the blue T-shirts. We've got thousands of decals that Signstations have made up, and they're going to be distributing. We have our official launch on November 4th at 10 a.m. at Signstations, 2550 Alfredo Way. And we have an incredible lineup of guest speakers, if you'd like to hear it.
Of course.
Sheriff Tom Basenko, Chief Robert Poletti, Lieutenant Scott Frederick, Officer Peter Dufree. He's the Chico Peace Officers Association president and the guy that inspired me for this campaign. And then Officer Nicole Renfer, who's the Redding POA speaker.
Well, that sounds like a great lineup. Now, that's going to be on November 4th at Signstations. Is that correct?
10 a.m. at Signstations. Parking's going to be a challenge. This has gotten quite big. I've already talked to the Lowe's people that will probably impact them and all the surrounding businesses as well.
Well, this is, you know, this is, I think this is another example of supporting the people that are out there on the wall, that, you know, a lot of times the only thing that's being pointed to them is the wrong end of a public, you know, public relations campaign. Officer LaCroix, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. You know, I've been a while since we've seen each other, but, hey, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And the latest, if you don't want to get involved in this one, just tell me, but the latest is this idiot Tarantino in his statements out there during this march for Black Lives Matter. It's led to the Los Angeles, the Philadelphia, and the New York police to make a statement that they're going to boycott his film because of things he said about police. When you hear things like that, what do you think about it? I mean, this can be just a personal. What do you think about it personally?
You know, from a personal level, I think it's frustrating when you see people that are using their stature they have in the Hollywood to come out against law enforcement. You know, like I said, we have men and women out there across the nation that risk their lives every day, and then to have someone who gets up to advocate a group that has come right out against law enforcement makes it frustrating.
I would agree with that. One thing, Carl, that I worked for RPD as a CSO and a crime scene tech, and the one thing that's really frustrating to me about this whole national media negativity is facts don't matter. You know, I look at everything from a fact point of view. And a lot of these cases, the facts are irrelevant. The officers' careers are destroyed. And, you know, they just run away from them because it's a political hot potato. And that's frustrating.
Well, of course it is. And then when you're trying to recruit people for the police department, you want your very best out there, the best you can get, and for law enforcement, because, I mean, it's a tough job, as we all know. It's one thing to be in combat, and to go into combat, as, you know, Bent and I know, you know, you go in there for kind of a set time, you know, sometimes, you know, 10, 12, 14, 16 months you're in combat, but you're surrounded by other Marines, I mean, and that, and you're in a combat environment. You expect combat. A police officer has got to go from 0 to 60 in like what, half a second, and you're not never sure when you have to go from 0 to 60, and it takes a certain special kind of person to do that. And I thoroughly respect our police, our state patrol, and any of our law enforcement people. But it seems like you're exactly right. It started in Ferguson. You've got this Ferguson effect. That even though the guy was, you know, the policeman was justified in everything, because even, you know, the feds were trying to find something, they couldn't find anything. And yet this guy is hiding out in New York someplace, when the last thing I heard was because his life is just ruined.
Well, you know, it's a sad state that we're in. But the thing that's really exciting is North State is its own area. And the support from our business community has been just absolutely overwhelming. And so this has been appropriate timing for this campaign. And, you know, to give that silent majority the opportunity to just show their encouragement to our guys and gals out there that are, you know, putting their life on the line every day for us. And that's my passion, is to, you know, help them understand how much we appreciate them. I know I do. My family does. And I'm very thankful for that. And so, you know, the thing is, this campaign wouldn't have been possible without just a little group of folks that came together. I brought the idea to Brad, and he endorsed it and let me bring it to the board. Sign Stations, I brought it to them. And because I needed somebody that could do the decals and all the things that they're doing. And immediately Scott, the owner, jumped on and said, "That is fabulous. I want to be on board of that." They got in with Inked Up Graphics that designed a logo. And then River Oaks, where I'm the general manager, I took the idea to Rob, the owner, and he loved it. He was the first one to donate a run of 50 shirts for this. 100% of those proceeds go to the charities. And the other thing, that it does impact River Oaks in a way, because I still work and I'm spending a lot of time on this, and I'm very thankful for that support.
Absolutely. Now how can people get involved here? You said something about a run of shirts.
We've got shirts, long sleeve, short sleeve, child's. We've got small all the way up to triple XL shirts at Sign Stations. We've got the long sleeves are coming in by the time of the launch. We've got raffles. We've got a silent auction. Anybody that wanted to donate something, we could raffle, auction off. Anyway, volunteer help. It's going to be a big event in a small area. So we can use help. We can use anything that's of value. You know, we tell businesses that no donation is too small or too large for this. And so businesses are stepping up with whatever it is, whether it's just donating the clipboards and the pencils and pens for the auction, or these, you know, pretty expensive runs of shirts that we're doing. And again, 100% of this money is going to three law enforcement charitable causes, and I think Brad could better explain those.
Yeah, the RPOA board chose for the beneficiaries of this, the 50% of the proceeds are going to go to the California State Memorial Fund to help families of fallen officers, and then 25% will go towards the local Operation Blue Santa, which I think most of Shasta County is very familiar with, helping kids around Christmas time. And you've all seen, hopefully you've all seen the Blue Santa Claus in his tricked out police race car going around town. And then the last portion of it is going to be going towards a program that's being started up between the RPOA and our Reading police managers, with our chaplains here in Reading, to help officers that find themselves in a situation where they might need assistance.
Okay.
You know what?
Absolutely. Okay, now, so Brian is going to kick off again on the 4th of November. At 10 o'clock at Sign Stations.
Yes. Park across the street if you can, or, you know, at least not right in front of the business, because I think we're going to be very impacted there.
And do you have that address?
2550 Alfredo Way. And if they want to get shirts, they're already available. Pick up raffle tickets, or $5 a piece. We have a very cool kind of lead raffle item, and that is a limo ride, Christmas ride, been donated. And that is really a fun one. But we've got a lot of really good raffle items.
Who donated that?
That would be the Ambassador Limo Service. And they just they were the first ones to get the thin blue line applied to their vehicles. And I hadn't talked about that. But if people want a thin blue line decal applied to the rear windshield of their vehicle, then they can contact Sign Station, and they will apply it for them. They just have to set up an appointment for that. The decals can be applied by the people themselves.
I think this is great. You know what? Yeah. You know what? And we're going to back this all we can. And you know, T-shirts. You know, do you have baseball hats?
We don't. Yeah, this thing is
less good idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea. It's less than a month old, believe it or not.
Come on.
So you know what? You know what? We're hat challenged. I only got like 150 hats. You know, Clint goes through there like once a month and gets rid of like the old ones. We fight about it. So. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Well, we're behind this, and I tell you what, it's time. It's absolutely, you know, what a great idea. What a great idea this is, because right now the police are facing a, you know, a bunch of crap that's unnecessary, unwarranted. And, you know, maybe we should, maybe next time that people are having a problem that believe that our police overreach or are not, you know, not doing their jobs, maybe they should call Quentin Tarantino, ask him for help. Just a thought.
You know, if I can add on to that real quick, you know, you're using another example of that South Carolina deputy. There's always more than one perspective. You know, don't judge police officers on their actions based on that first video that gets released to the media, because there's a good chance it was edited to get the appeal that they're looking for.
Absolutely. And you know what? This was, you know what? We talked about this the day it happened. That was a no-win situation as soon as he stepped into the classroom.
I would agree with that for sure.
I mean, what do you? I mean, either he either has to do something or he walks away, and either way, he loses. The only way he could have come out of that okay was if he just hadn't. He said, "Nope, that's your problem."
Well, I was asking, would you use your taser? Would you pepper spray? Or what exactly would you prefer that officer to do? It's a tough thing. Yeah, it really is. And there's a good.
You know what, and the thing about it is, even. You know, all she had to do was hand over the phone. You know, this whole thing, everything goes back to something that's really quite ridiculous.
Simple. Just follow the rules. If you don't speed, you don't get pulled over.
If you cooperate with law enforcement, none of this ever happens, honestly. It's always somebody that's fighting to some degree that this happens to. And that's what's lacking, is the respect being taught to the people out there.
You know what? I thoroughly, thoroughly agree with that. That, you know what? You may not agree with getting that ticket, but you know what you do? You sign it, and if you've got a problem with it, then you take, you know, you're going to go to court with it.
Absolutely.
Well, one thing I was told a long time ago is if you get a ticket and you don't agree with it, think about all the times that you did get away with it and didn't get that ticket. You still deserve it, right?
Oh, okay. You know what? Oh, that's right. Make us, you know, guilt us out on a Friday.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that one.
No,
oh, yeah,
no
you
problem.
Know, I probably deserved that. You know? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Somebody punches me in the face. Oh, you know what? I deserve that when I'm 15 years old. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Hey, you know what? Support. We back the blue. It's going to be on the 4th of November. We're going to be talking a lot more about it. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And wait a minute, here's Vin here.
Hey, how do I get some raffle tickets? I need some.
Science Stations. Erica at Science Stations will have them. She's got everything set up now. You can drop by anytime, get shirts, decals. We're giving those away. The raffle tickets are a $5 donation. And get as many as you'd like. But we've got a lot of cool prizes and a lot more that are coming in. So that'll be really fun. And I think we're going to raise some pretty good money for this thing.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Brian Martin, from out at the you're at the River Oaks Retirement Community, and of course, Officer Brad LaFroy. And Brad, be careful out there. And thanks a lot for what you're doing. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet.
Thanks, guys.
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buena Ventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager.
After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Vince Stevenson out here. And we're out here at the 2015 stand down at Sarah Hall at the Shasta County Fairgrounds down here in Anderson. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right in Reading. It's a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. And if you don't see what you're looking for there, just tell Leonard. He'll find it. And it'll be a fair price. He'll give you a fair appraisal of anything you bring in there. It's a place of integrity there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Now, I'm sitting here with Dave Cockle. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now, are you running this?
No.
Are you the man in charge?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
You're in charge of a lot of things.
Well, I'm just a person that... If you have an issue, you come to me, but that doesn't mean I'm in charge. I have different individuals that I said, bless you, my child, you're in charge. I don't want to, that they take responsibility.
You just passed that one right off, but I love it. You're doing a lot of things for a lot of people.
Yes. Okay.
So how many people are we looking at? I mean, you had how many people signed up for this your stand down so far?
So far, just from overnight, we've had about 90.
Okay, overnight
yesterday, and some of the providers are really astonished to how many people actually saw them for services.
Yeah. They said something like 200 people so far.
That probably is with everyone, yes.
Yeah, but 90 to 91 people, I heard 90 people spent the night, though. And that's
yeah, it could have been a little bit higher. I only deal with the men.
Okay.
We have dependents who also come in.
A lot of women here.
And so we have some women veterans also.
Yeah. So how did you get involved with this?
How did I get involved?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. My wife had passed away. And she was very patriotic, and she was very into veterans. She did happen to work for the VA, and she said all these are her veterans because she really had a love for the veterans. And then when she passed away, I said, well, what can I do? And Don Borman, who was in charge at the time, said, I could give you 2 hours, and it ended up being 12 hours. So that's what I do. I actually do it just because to honor her memory.
Well, you know what? That's a great thing that you're doing. This will go on for a long.
So yeah,
she cared.
She cared. Yeah.
What's the When you see people here, I know
change one. I feel that I have accomplished something. We have had people come back went through the system, and actually have come back and volunteered to help us with other veterans. So we do have success stories, and that's what it's all about.
You see people a couple years in a row or years,
yes,
two or three times?
I do. We have one, I hate to bug Marines, but we have one Marine that comes down here often. Yes, we like to tease him. I don't know why, but...
You mean you stay... I mean, I'm talking about the ones that you're helping.
Yes.
These are the ones you're helping.
Yes. So,
he's a man of tenacity, obviously.
Yes.
I kind of like... It's kind of coined it today is that these are veterans are outside the wire.
You know, a lot of them are, yes.
We need to bring back.
And it isn't just, you think, well, they're homeless, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we're taking care of homeless. There's others that want to come down, and they come down to see what's available, and they're not aware what is out there in the community.
Right.
And that's the whole purpose. And a lot of people say, well, we give away a lot of stuff. That isn't what it is. We want them to go through what we call the providers, social services, to actually get a hand up, not a hand out.
Right.
And that's the deal.
And we understand that. And that's the thing. It's benefits that they've earned,
yes,
through their military service, but they don't know about it. I mean, after 30 years in the Marine Corps when I left, there was things I didn't know. And I didn't know it until years later. You can do this or this or this.
Yeah. If I hadn't met my wife, I always thought, because, yes, I was injured in the military, I wasn't eligible for the VA. I wasn't eligible for benefits. Well, I got injured playing sports. And that's the way I ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, but you were on military.
I was on military activity. Yeah. I was actually doing a military activity at the time.
There you go.
And they, for 14 years, I said, no, I'm not eligible. I didn't go through combat. Well, they finally convinced me, and yes, I found out that there was a whole bunch of things that I was entitled to that I wasn't aware of.
You signed up for the military. You were doing a military, during a military function. You get injured. And if it's basketball, because you're working out because, they have basketball games, and you blow a knee out, guess what?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mine was baseball and football where I injured my knee. Bad.
And and a lot of people don't realize that, or they say, oh, it was just a baseball injury. Well, no, it was if you'd been working in a company, a big company, and they had you'd been playing on their softball team, guess what?
And
they're going to take care of you.
And a lot of them don't understand that they're like an Air Force, but you're around jets, or you're in the Army, you're around the weapons. Well, I didn't have ear protection when I was down in radio with about 200-300 teletypes going. And you'd be surprised how noisy those teletypes can get. And you do that for about a year and a half,
and your hearing starts going.
Yes.
And we're talking about people who've been wounded, but a lot of times too, mental problems that comes back from combat, the post-traumatic stress. Bruce Compton, a good friend and really, really active in the veterans a couple years ago. For 20 years, he just thought he was just angry.
He didn't realize that he was having
this post-traumatic stress because it wasn't one of those things that was pointed out and until it happened. So, we're going to take a break here in about a minute, but I'd like you to stay on for a little bit after the news so we can talk a little bit more about what's going on and what you've seen over the last couple of years and where you think this is going to be going. If there's more people being helped now, is it because that there's more people in need or just more people know about it?
I think it's a both. I think it's more learning and understanding. I've met a lot of veterans that come in here, and they aren't aware of what they are entitled to. So, yes, I think because the word, I've been getting phone calls. I didn't know this was available.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to go back after the news. We're going to go back to the list of providers that are here. And, from court system, from the courts to religious organizations and everything in between. But we're going to talk about that. And if there's veterans out there right now that are listening and thinking, gosh, I didn't know all this was going on, come on down.
Yes.
To Facero Hall. There's going to be, everybody's going to be here. It's going to be set up. And it's going to, and it's here to help veterans. And those that need some help are ones that are just out there that are going along fine, but they might need some. Anyway, we got to take a quick break here. This is Carl Bott and Vince Stevenson down here at the Shasta County Fairgrounds at Searle Hall. We're here with the Stand Down 2015. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Conservatives are sounding an optimistic note now at the start of the Paul Ryan era in Congress. We get more from Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines.
Freedom Caucus founding member Jeff Duncan believes the change in management style will be welcome.
America will see more openness and transparency. They'll see more amendments come to the floor. They'll see more members talking about what's broken with the system and how we can change it.
And Duncan tells the Salem Radio Network Ryan will be an effective communicator for Republican policies, something he thinks has been lacking in the House.
It's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. The Federal Aviation Administration says a plane that caught fire on an airport runway in Fort Lauderdale, Florida yesterday had not had any previous issues. Meanwhile, airport officials say the fire that broke out in an engine of the plane never entered the cabin. Passengers left the plane on inflatable slides. The Syrian government's biggest international backers and opponents are deep in negotiations in Vienna, Austria today, trying to hammer out a way forward and possibly an end to the country's civil war. Among those taking part, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
I'm hopeful. I don't call it optimism. I'm hopeful we can find a way forward. It's very difficult.
Kerry meeting along with 18 other foreign dignitaries as they try to come up with some kind of solution. It includes Iran in those talks now for the first time. The University of Michigan says consumers are feeling a little more confident this month.
The university's index of consumer sentiment increased to 90 after falling to 87.2 in September from 91.9 in August. Richard Curtin, chief economist of the university's consumer survey, says the overall gain came from increased optimism among lower-income households. Healthier consumers were a little less confident as they worried about gyrations in financial markets, which reflect deteriorating economic conditions overseas.
Correspondent Jeremy House on Wall Street. The Dow's down about 1 point right now. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
A year after collecting huge sums for Superstorm Sandy relief, the American Red Cross reports a sharp decline in contributions of 32% over the past 12 months.
The Chronicle of Philanthropy says the Red Cross's place among America's best-supported nonprofits had dropped from 9th to 21st. It's the lowest ranking for the Red Cross since this annual survey began back in 1991. The Chronicle's new survey has United Way in the top spot for the 9th consecutive year.
That is Rich Thomason reporting. The National Weather Service says Southern California's first Santa Ana wind event of the season began last night and into the early morning hours this morning. L.A. dweller Mirka Guzman described watching it to KNBC-TV.
Sparks. It was like fireworks in the sky. And the lights would go out, and like 15 seconds later, they would come back on.
The Santa Ana winds typically strike in the fall months. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. 'Twas in the early morning hours this morning that the U.S. Senate passed a two-year budget deal worked out by House and Senate leaders. Correspondent Linda Kenyon was there.
The deal averts a government shutdown that was bearing down on the nation. It also raises the debt limit so the federal government can continue to make payments on the debt already incurred. Conservatives, including three Republican senators running for president, spoke out against the deal. Senator Rand Paul, for example, condemned it as, in his words, a terrible, rotten, no-good deal. But Senate Minority Whip Richard Durbin called the bill a common-sense solution that ends the practice of government by manufactured crisis.
That is Linda Kenyon reporting. Ocean waves go rushing ashore on Hawaii's Makaha Beach. Out there somewhere, the shark, officials say, bit a 10-year-old boy. He is recovering now. It was Hawaii's seventh confirmed shark encounter of 2015. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Watson. We're down here at the New Valley State Down Association, standing down 2015. The Shasta Fairgrounds at Star Hall. Welcome, everyone. It is 8:06 in the morning. Eric, what's the weather look like?
It looks like it's still 54 degrees outside. It's still pretty cold out there right now, but we're going to get up to about 81 today, so don't worry, it will warm up. Tomorrow we're going to be a high of 79. It's going to be nice for the trick-or-treaters. Sunday we're actually looking at a high of 70 with a little bit of rain, and then Monday through the rest of the week we're going to be in the 60s and the low 70s, so it's finally going to be somewhat fall weather.
That's good. Yeah, okay, well, it's always brought to Shasta Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts. Yeah. 365-793, Shasta Propane. Yeah. Support the veterans out there. Hey, we're invited by Elkline from the World Fest. Take a look on down between, from 6 to 6 to 9. Linda will be there. She'll be singing from 6 to 9. Lady Bluebird is going to have a great time. She's coming down and dancing. Have a dinner for really, really remarkable good prices, and just have a wonderful time. But you have to give them a call, 243-3377, make reservations. Come on down and join us, dancing, singing, anything from jazz to rock. All of that there at the Wind River Resort Casino and Elements Lounge. Again, 243-3377 for Romance on the River. All right, we're down here with at the Stand Down at Cheryl Hall, and this is for homeless veterans and other veterans. It's not just all homeless that are coming here, but they're coming here because they're just on all types of organizations here that are going to help veterans. And a lot of times veterans don't exactly know what they have that they've earned while on active duty. Or, you know, maybe they had a problem. Maybe they need help getting their IDs back or their driver's licenses. But right now, I'm here with RC. RC, lean in here, partner.
Okay,
RC, I see that 3rd Marine Division.
And first.
All right, so you've been in all of them, huh?
Just the 1st and 3rd Marine Division.
Okay, now, RC, you're in charge of security here, is that right?
Yes, sir. Make sure that the guys, the fire watch, well, that's basically what we do as far as security. We make sure nobody's trying to break in or out.
Okay.
And it's for the protection of our brothers, you know, that they have a fire watch, because if a fire breaks out, we're the first ones on the scene.
That's right.
And if they have a medical problem, we're also on the first one on the scene.
All right. And this is all volunteer?
This is all volunteer.
And how long have you been doing this?
6, 7 years, 8 years, something like that. I lost count after 5.
I know. You know, it's not fair. RC's been up all night. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got about 3 hours sleep in the last 24.
He's, and I tell you what, here, this is what kind of man he is. I walk in today, carrying my stuff, and he says, "What you need?" And I said, "I need a table, I need electricity, and a few chairs." And I walked inside, and I came back like 5 minutes later, and it's all the thanks, Marine.
Well, we try to do our best to make sure everything goes smooth here.
How's it going this year?
It's going actually, well, without the flood like we had last year, it's going great right now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I love this warm temperature, except for cold nights.
The warm temperature, we're out here 54 degrees.
Yeah. Well, that's right warm compared to what it was earlier tonight, this morning.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, Warcy, well, thank you so much for stopping by and for what you're doing here, because you're doing a great job.
We got to take care of our own.
There you go. Firewatch concept is that somebody's walking while others sleep, and so they're watching over them in case there is a problem, in case there is a fire, a medical emergency, or anything else that happens.
We all volunteer because we know that it's got to be done, because this year we got a little short with volunteers, so that's why a lot of us have to pull a four-hour shift and then sleep 4 hours, except for me, and then come back on for 4 hours. Right. If our brother veterans out there hear this, we could sure use your help next year.
That's it. So we're going to be, we're going to start pushing this a lot earlier next year.
Yeah. It's got to be done, because we normally have people come from down south up here just to work security one day.
Right.
And they didn't get the word in time.
Okay. All right, and there's also free transportation up here.
Yeah, they got transportation. They go out to the homeless and they designate a certain spot for them to be at, and the van brings them in, brings them up to the gate, and then we show them the system where they go and get their medicals, their eyes checked. The only thing that we're missing this year is the dental van. The Hope Van, and I don't know why it wasn't out here.
Okay, well, I was wondering, maybe we could find out next year about where they are. So,
well, they might want to try Governor Brown. He might have a good reason.
Yeah, he might have. Okay, yep. Arson, thanks a lot. You
All
get some
right,
rest,
I'm
buddy.
Out of here, sir. You have a good day.
Okay. Hey, Vince, hop back in here. We've got Commander Gibbs. We're going to get to him right after the break here. But what are you seeing so far? I mean, you come down here.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's just a lot of people kind of feeling like they can get settled just a little bit. As well as anybody, Carl, I mean, you know what? Having somebody on fire watch, that's an important thing.
What's one of the first things you learn at boot camp?
Oh.
That's one of the first times when you're first there for the first week. They have the people doing fire watch are from a senior platoon. I mean, they're still recruits, but they're from a senior platoon. The second week, you start on the fire watch, and everybody does, I think, a couple hours a night or something like that.
That's when you know that there's a responsibility to your fellow vet.
That's right. You walk with you're in uniform, you have your cover on, and you walk. What I really like the idea though is, because after the second week of boot camp at Paris Island, is that you can go in and drink all the water you want.
Yeah.
And then go to the bathroom without somebody screaming at you, go to the head without somebody screaming at you. But that was, it was your first sense of responsibility.
Yeah. And it was, like you say, it was definitely some private time. But I mean, there's that feeling in boot camp, you don't really get it, but later on, you get that feeling that everybody is always looking out and always engaged and always on the look. And you know what? When that fire watch, when it's your time to hit the rack, man, that's a great feeling to know everybody's watching.
That's it. You wait the guy up like 10 minutes before, and then he's up, and then as soon as I'm looking after your fellow Marines, and you're building that team concept. So,
well, and for some of these people that are here that are homeless, who are living out there in the bush somewhere outside the wire, you know what? That must be a great feeling too, to know that, you know what, when they're out there, I'm sure they're on the look all the time, always aware of what's going on and who's trying to take their stuff or who's trying to move in on their space. And for them to be able to come here and know that somebody's on watch again, and they can relax and maybe get some good sleep, that's a great feeling.
It probably is. Okay, we're out here again at Sar Hall for the 2015 stand down for our veterans, ones that need some hand and a hand up. Some of the ones that are still outside the wire. Some of the ones they've helped come back in, and they're back here helping, and they're volunteering to help their fellow veterans. We're going to take a break, but before we do, I want to remind everybody that Crown Motors is doing a salute to the veterans on Tuesday, November 10th. And we'll be down there live at Crown Motors, where the Marine Corps is celebrating their 240th birthday. And then on Wednesday, November 11th, Veterans Day, we're going to have veterans from all of our wars. They're going to be with us that day. And then Marines on the 10th. It's going to be a big Veterans Day event down there. Crown Motors will be donating $100 from each vehicle sold on the 10th or 11th to local veterans organizations, and veterans will receive 10% off all parts and services during the entire week. So they're located at 300 East Cypress. You know where they are down there. And on the 10th and 11th, we'll be down there to celebrate the Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day on the 10th and the 11th. We'll be right back after these messages.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
45 years, the Redding Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit RedingCivic.com or the box office to become a Redding Civic member.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Live and in concert, New West Guitar Group at Redding School of the Arts, Tuesday, November 10th at 7 p.m. Come hear this great jazz concert, which includes the Master Guitarist Circle. Guest artists include Bernie Baker, Mark Cooper, Eric Peter, and Robert Karch from the North State. They will join New West Guitar as they demonstrate to the audience how they build songs in a great presentation of classic jazz guitar. Don't miss this. November 10th, 7 p.m. at Redding School of the Arts. For ticket information, call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903, or call Redding School of the Arts.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're out here at the North Valley Stand Down at Cerro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. They're inside of Cerro Hall Infinity Hall. We just watched breakfast being served for about 100 people out here, or 100 or more. For our veterans that have stayed the night or ones coming in, a lot of volunteers are rolling by. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. And Bastiani always gives discounts to veterans. It's a great firearm store. It's local, buy local, it's shop local, and they have everything you could possibly want if you are involved in the shooting sports. Ammo, scopes, any type of optics, viewfinders, holsters, everything. And the type of guns and that you're looking for and the ammunition. He has it all. And gunsmithing of the highest quality. John Bosciani started this six years ago and has made it a huge success because of customer service. Great guy, John Bosciani and his people down there. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Large Square. That's where I buy my guns. And never been disappointed down there. All right. Hey, I'm sitting here with Vince Stinson and Commander James Gibson. Good morning, Commander.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty darn good, but we...
need a little bit. Okay, got it.
Anyway, I'm doing pretty good. My age is starting to show, but that's just the way it is.
What were you, 50?
Yeah, it was.
People are bringing you food. I love this. You know what? Everybody loves you. You know, sir, I tell you, anytime there's a veterans event, you're here.
Well, we try to be. We submariners look to the community of veterans, especially the Navy veterans we work with, the families out at the cemetery, the PGR, which doesn't get as much recognition as they should, and, of course, the MIAP with the Missing in America Project. One thing I would like to say is the morning of November 11th at 11 o'clock, there will be a memorial service out at the Veterans Cemetery, and that's always a nice program. I don't know exactly what they're doing this year, but I know it will be something, and we'll
be
there.
It's always good. Yes, sir, it is. Sir, I mean, you've seen a lot of things around here for the last, I'd say, the last few years that you've been. The stand down, I mean, I look at this as being quite the effort by our community to help our veterans.
Well, that's true. The people like Dave Cockrell and Debbie Johnson and Tom, who's not here because he isn't feeling well.
Right.
But they work hard all the time, especially the Johnsons with the honor flights and things that they do for the senior veterans. And, of course, we're losing the World War vets. And now we've started to lose the Korean vets, which is more my vintage. So, no, we need to do for the veterans. There's a lot that have been said lately. We're sort of lucky we have a good veterans medical clinic here in Reading. A lot don't. And we've seen people that have waited years for their claims and so forth. But the veterans community in all the Marines, we've got the Marine Corps ball on the 10th, which we always attend, and we have other things going. The Anderson's going to have a thing on the 6th for the their walk of honor, so
right.
forth. But the veterans really look to people like you and Linda Carl for advertisement, KQMS, the same thing. So I'm awful proud to be here, and I'm awful happy to have you as a friend.
Sir, you know what? I respect you so much, and it honors me to be called your friend. Now, we also have to remember that on November 7th, there's going to be the Veterans Parade out at City of Shasta Lake, and this is the largest Veterans Parade north of Fresno, and it's held, of course, on Saturday, the 7th. They're going to have a flyover with two F-15s, I understand. And, of course, you know, all the submariners are going to be there, and BFW Post, just everything, just a lot of bands. It's just a great time going out.
Well, and the community comes forth for that, too. It seems to get getting better every year. We have fellows like John Kleckner and the Shasta Lake Lions who work overtime to make it go, and they have a wonderful theme here and so forth for this year.
They absolutely
do. And we thank the Lions for them putting on the parade.
They do. And, you know, right, John Kleckner is a guy that does a lot here. He is a warrior when it comes to veterans' rights.
That's right. He's been involved for a long, long time. He went through and is going through some pretty heavy medical problems and so forth, but he still stands in there and like a true soldier he is.
That's absolutely true. Well, Commander Gibson, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being with us. All you and Linda do, and thanks to these veterans, both the people that are out here working, plus the ones that are here to gain some help.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm here with, of course, Vince Stevenson here, who is also the president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliation Council. And so, what do you, I see you wandering around here and seeing, talking to people. What are you seeing?
Well, just seeing a lot of people that not only feel good about the fact that people came together to help them, to give them a hand up, but I also see a lot of people who feel extremely good about the fact that they're actually helping. So, I mean, when you look at the volunteers that are here, either serving food or doing medical services or, no matter what they're doing, they look like they're a group of people that feel very good about being able to give back to them. So that's something that those of you who are out there who are potentially listening, who haven't taken the opportunity to volunteer yet, that's definitely something to think about. It's a good feeling to give back this way and to see those faces of these people staring at you, saying, in their own way, saying thank you and taking whatever help you can give.
And you're seeing a lot of dogs out here because, again, Anderson Veterinary Clinic, what I understand, has provided the crates for the people to have their animals, and because this is their family for a lot of them, those animals. And just a quick briefing here: it's not just for homeless veterans that are coming down here for help or for assistance. There's also veterans that are in town, have jobs, but they're not sure everything that's going on. So you've got like one stop shopping here, for it goes anywhere from you got legal services of Northern California, you got the legal team from the DA and public defenders here, the probation department's here, the DMV to help with get your driver's license back or get IDs. Shasta County Child Support, Veteran Service Officer, Institute of Technology, because, a lot of the, if you're looking for be able to go to school and you've got your DA commitment still here, you're fine. California Conservation Corps, AA, BA, Suicide Prevention and Mental Health, Empire Recovery, House of Cornelius, Disability Action Center, Veterans Resource Center, Shasta County Housing Authority, the VA Homeless Program, Social Security. I mean, it's all there.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think you made a fantastic point. This isn't just homeless veterans. We all know it just based on what we go through on a daily basis, that there are people out there that are getting by. They may have a roof over their head on a nightly basis, but quite frankly, they don't have an extra dollar to rub together. And here's a situation where some of these people are taking advantage of some of these services that they've earned. These are not entitlement programs. These are earned services, and they're down here, and this is the only chance they're going to have to get them because, obviously, like I said, they don't have anything extra. So this is an opportunity for them as well. So there's a lot of great veterans being served at this point.
You're right. And so, here's just some of the rules that you have here for stand down. So you think this is kind of like a wide open, but, of course, no alcohol or drugs allowed on the grounds. Of course, no weapons, no smoking, no sharing of anything. Isn't that interesting? No sharing of anything. Pets are allowed in a designated pet area only. Backpacks, anything can be carried, can be searched. Wristbands are issued for security reasons. So they're just, if overnight veterans or dependents after registration, you're not allowed to leave until after the close of stand down has been announced. So once they get people in here, and again, it's for safety of our veterans out there, the ones that are still outside the wire there. And that was a good point you made, is having a place to sleep where you don't have to worry about somebody coming in and taking something or you being, attacked by, a gang or something out there. And I don't think we realize how tough it is in many cases when you're homeless and you're out there. And I hate to think of any veteran that's out there that's homeless, that's out there in the cold. And if we can't, we should be able to do something about that.
Well, for you veterans that are out there that know the feeling, it would be like being on patrol 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. And quite frankly, there was a time when, you were out there and you had to be engaged and on top of things. But eventually you got a time when somebody was going to fire watch for you and you were good. Most of these people, you can tell by the way they sit at the tables they sit at, and they find their own corner of things. You can tell these guys are on their own. And so, you know what, this is a situation for them, like you say, Carl, to be able to close your eyes and know that somebody's got your back.
So. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated, of course, by father and son, Kyle and Ed DeFore. They've been in the Northern California area for over 80 years with their family here. Full deli and butcher shop. In fact, today, I mean, you can get breakfast down there. We're, in fact, a week from this morning, we're going to be at Mighty Fine Foods having their breakfast and watching them start their barbecue for the weekend. Over 1,000 drinks, including 250 different types of beer, which I know meant you like that. I mean, it's like different kinds of beer, not different, just beers from all over the world. Kyle makes a point going out and finding that. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned, locally operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Head on down there. It's the world's largest convenience store or the smallest supermarket. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. We're down here at the Sarah Hall at Stand Down 2015 for all homeless veterans. A hand up, not a handout.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tired of sitting in the waiting room for an hour to see your doctor? Frustrated by short doctor visits that seem more like a fast food experience than a meaningful encounter with your doctor? Upset over copays, deductibles, and co-insurance on top of health insurance premiums? Welcome to Prestige Urgent Care. Step up to a higher level of health care. Experience short wait times and unhurried doctor visits. Gain unlimited access to comprehensive family medicine and urgent care for a low monthly fee with no copay or deductible. See the doctor when it's convenient for you. Open 7 days per week, Prestige offers walk-in visits and same-day appointments. Enjoy the undivided attention of your doctor in a clean, comfortable setting where we spend as much time as necessary to completely satisfy your medical needs. Call Prestige Urgent Care at 244-4577 or stop by our clinic at the intersection of Eureka Way and Buenaventura and see for yourself. Prestige Urgent Care, 244-4577.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
With Carl, Bob, Stevenson, we're down here at Stand Down 2015 at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. Get a little feedback here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off 8th Avenue, Canyon.
get a better haircut there. It's a better known business. It's discounts for seniors and veterans, and fortunate man, flat, stronghold. Then on the street, go down to Classic Cafe, where Millie and Kathy are to get the best breakfast or lunch here, plus a hug when you get there. All of that, right off of Athens Avenue. Hey, you're down here at Stand Down, and the weather here, of course, it's clear, it's beautiful, and it's like 56 degrees going up to 81 today. Chassis Gas Propane brings us the weather all the time. Give them a call, 365-2793. Discounts for seniors and veterans from this great business. And I'm sitting here with Wes Cochran, who heads up the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Is this the region?
It's a District 15.
District 15. And you're
26 posts from Marysville to Oregon, I-5 to Nevada.
Okay. So how many veterans, how many people are belonging to the VFW?
Wow. Yeah. So I know, like, our post has 106 veterans.
And so, how are the
This is KCNR 1460. We are experiencing technical difficulties. Stand by. Carl, we lost you there. You back? All right, Carl, you're back on air.
Eric, are you there?
Yes, sir. You're back on air? You're back on air.
Okay, I don't know what happened on that one, but are we still on the air?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, all right, good. I'm here with Scott Cohen from the VFW. Did you get that part?
Yes, we did.
Okay, Wes, okay, talk to me about... talk to me about the VFW again. You've got from here to Nevada and up to Oregon.
Right, I've got everything from Marysville to Oregon, I-5 to Nevada. I have 26 posts that I oversee.
And are the VFW posts shrinking? Are you seeing? Are we getting, with all these wars that have been going on for so long, are we drawing younger people back now?
No, that's one of the big issues, is that the memberships are declining, and it's due to the age of the veterans that are members now. And it's really tough to get the new generation of veterans coming back from Afghanistan and Desert Storm and all. They're just not participating with what we have to offer. And it's too bad because VFW does a lot for the veterans, and they're really concerned on just like the Stand Down. And that's the reason for the Stand Down, is to give them an avenue to help out with their needs.
You know, and it's strange, you know, and I thought about that because, you know, when I got out the first time, after retiring, I didn't join anything, and it took me a while to do that. And do you think that maybe it's just, they just need to have a sense of getting themselves back into the world and getting themselves going again?
You know, I don't know. We're doing a lot of studies and trying to figure out what we can do to draw the younger generation of veterans into the organization to help them out.
Uh-huh.
And with electronic age, I think that's one of the things that we're going to have to step forward and do more with.
Well, you know, I think that with the I think you're right, because with today's social media, if we're not doing that, we can't rely on things in the paper or being mailed to them. I think the social media way is the way to go, because that's what they're into. They're on the iPads, and if it comes across that way, I think also we need to have them say is that it's not, you know, it's not your father's VFW.
Exactly. But we're out there and we're doing all we can and trying to do more. And one of the biggest things that we do is work on legislation to change things. And the benefits for the veterans have increased over the last few years. So we're not giving up. You know, we're there to help, and we're doing more and more and more. And that's why we need the new generation to come in and talk with us and give us the ideas of what they need and what their wants are.
We're hearing is starting to, and that any of the organizations are shrinking nowadays. And you know, I mean, the I don't know, Moose Elk. I don't know. I think
all of them. Yeah, and it's just the way the new generation is, or the young generation. They're just not into the big social media thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. And you're here. What do you think of this? You've been here before?
This is the first time I've been to this one here, and it's fantastic. It takes a lot of volunteers to put one of these on and a lot of work. And people don't realize that how much effort just goes into this and how much work goes into this. But it's all for the vets.
Yep. And I like that. You know, and this is, you know, VFW, AMVETS, American Legion, all these things are there to help veterans. So, anyway, Wes Cochran, who heads up the Region 15, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You bet. I see Rick Ortega over there doing what he does best, organizing. And why don't you come on by here, Rick, and sit down.
You okay. caught me in the chow light.
Well, you know, it's doing what you do best here. So I wasn't going to say that, but you did. All right. Hey, we've got a Ranger man here. Yeah, I understand that they're got new issues for the Rangers now.
Yes, yes, there are.
I understand they're issuing bras.
Well, they're issuing FUDs, female urinary direction devices, now along with the brassieres for Ranger School. Yes.
Okay. All right. And you know what? There is such a thing as that is, and some people are going, no, that's true. There are things like that, and there have to be for women that are in, that are out in the field all the time. Okay, but let's go on past that. Though Rick will never get over that. Rick Ortega, okay, you're with EDD.
That's correct. We are here for workforce services, and what workforce services does. I know on the flyer says we're unemployment insurance. Everybody thinks EDD is unemployment insurance only. No, we are not. The division I work for is workforce services. So, you want a job? Come down here and talk to me. We can square you away. We have unique skills and capabilities to go ahead and find people jobs. People who've been out of jobs for a long time, people who just got out of the service, whatever the situation is, we're well situated to assist you. And that's what we do, and I want to get that point across for the final time. We are workforce services. You come to us for jobs. That's why we're here in Reading.
And, you know, I know that you've got people out there that probably, you know, they're coming in and they think, you know, been out of the service and they're having a tough time, but your whole section, that's all you do, is find veterans jobs. And you also organize things like when, you know, the organizations that help veterans are recognized. And they're like, I'm going over to speak to a group in Eureka that after I spoke at your group, the Eureka group asked us to come on over and talk about military leadership in the civilian workplace. Because the tactics or the principles of leadership that we've learned in the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, Air Force, easily transfer over to the civilian workshop.
They are. And they're valuable tools and skill sets that we need to relay, and cultivate. We need to keep them in there. And what you said is correct. My division out here at Reading, at Workforce Services, is we're divided along two lines under a grant, and we operate under a grant from the U.S. Department of Labor. It's administered through the state of California, but we have DVOPs, Disabled Veterans Outreach Program Coordinators, which I used to be, and those are the community-based organized people that go out and to the VFWs and things like that. My side of the house, as a local Veterans Employment Representative, is I am tasked with coordinating with local businesses and cultivating that relationship between employer, whether it be the city of Reading, the county of Shasta, Tehama, or the local businessmen like Carl here, you know. I'm the conduit to all those things. And what Carl mentioned earlier was the award ceremony for the Employers Advisory Council where I invited him to speak at the statewide convention. That was a statewide convention held here in Anderson, California. And we recognize Shasta Propane as being one of those veteran-owned, operated companies that did so much for our veterans. And that's what I want to continue to promote.
Well, you know, Shasta Gas Propane, one of our sponsors, and been with us a long time, Chuck and Judy Kenny, recognized as one of the three top businesses, small businesses in the state that hired veterans. And he started a completely different facet of his business, and he hired almost all veterans to work in there.
Yeah, he's done an amazing story. He's let me tell you, when I wrote up the narrative to justify why he should be considered as the top employer in the state in that category, it brought tears to the judge's eyes. It brought actual tears. They cried. They wept. And he has a compelling story of compassion for veterans, and it should be known. This is a stand-up guy. This is a guy who fought in Vietnam
veteran,
helicopter pilot.
Yeah,
and he has even got a video out. What is that video? The KIA's on some mountain in Vietnam where he went back and found the remains years after the battle.
Yeah, he's gone back several times. And Chuck and Judy do a lot. In fact, I'm having lunch with Chuck on Monday, and they travel a lot. You know, but it has to do with business, and their family's involved in the business. So it's but it's somebody right here in our area that's in the top three of the state that's working with veterans. And so it is. And sometimes people forget that the qualities that our veterans have are easily transferable into their working spaces. And you've got a person that's coming in here that's trained, that knows when to show up on time, that's used to taking charge of things. I mean, it's just, to me, there should be no veteran unemployed when people are looking for employees.
And that is the key to this individual's success. This family-run business headed by Chuck. He understands those values and those skill sets. So he's created his entire work ethic, his ethos, around the skills of these veterans. And they are paying him back in large dividends. He is the most successful propane guy around, I would argue. And he's continuing to grow in different areas as well. He's got it. He understands the worth of the American veteran.
Absolutely. Okay, hey, I'm here with Rick Ortega, and we're here at the North Valley Stand-Down. Let's Stand-Down 2015 down here at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Anderson at the Cerro Hall. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Take your passion.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Parandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $150,000 guarantee WPT Deep Stacks Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask about our special room rates and packages. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. WPT Deep Stacks is the premier mid-major poker tour in the industry and is coming to Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our multi-flight $1,100 buy-in, $50,000 guaranteed main event that is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WinRiver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California because poker is better at the river.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on CNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Stevenson. We're out here at the stand down at Facero Hall. We're sitting here watching the people. Breakfast has gone by. We're here for the last 15 minutes. This portion of the show is brought to you by View 202, the only restaurant on the river for Sunday brunch. And you can have, this Sunday, Linda will be singing from 11 to 1 with her jazz ensemble. It's a great time. They're super, super food, mimosas, bottomless mimosas, and manmosas there. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations. And, it's usually sold out. But you can get in there, get out on the veranda, and or inside. The music goes on. Okay, I'm here with Vince Stevenson and Vince, Reading Civic Auditorium, Monday, November 16th. A gent by the name of Chris Peranto, or Tanto as he's known, is going to be at the Reading Civic Auditorium. He is one of the authors of this book, 13 Hours in Benghazi, about what happened there the night that Ambassador Chris Stevens was killed. But also, there was three other men that were killed that night. One, the communications officer for Stevens, but two contractors that went there against, kind of took it in their own hands. They were being told to stand down, and yes, they were told to stand down. That went over there to save American lives.
Yeah, and that's a situation where, we hear this a lot. We see the headlines that talk about what Trey Gowdy's trying to do with the investigation and so on. We hear what Hillary has given us as her side of what went on administratively behind the scenes, or what didn't go on, depending on your position. Here's a chance to actually talk to somebody who was there, who actually knows what went on, who can give you the truth, who is bound by some level of honor that is beyond something that a politician can typically embrace. So, here's a chance November 16th to actually hear the words, to feel the feelings that this person has at this stage, and to get the truth. And so this is an opportunity that we typically don't get. So this is your shot. So, if you pass this up, don't come complaining, because, here's the guy who's coming around telling people exactly what went on.
Well, the other thing, too, about this is, before we had, a few years ago, we had Marcus Luttrell here from Lone Survivor. And Marcus talked about what happened, how that happened, how it occurred that they had that SEAL team that was surrounded like that. And frankly, I didn't understand it, how they were still there until I heard him talk. They did try to get out of there, but they kept running into more of the Taliban out there until the fight began. And then once it began, it ended up with three being killed of the four-man team and a Congressional Medal of Honor being awarded to the team leader, Mike Murphy. But this one right here, a hero of Benghazi. When we talk about this is something that happened that, whether you think that there was mistakes made or not made, the fact is that these gents, these five men that went out there to save
the people, conducted that, conducted themselves heroically, brought the people back, rescued them, and then in the continuing battle of, and this was not just a bunch of people shooting at them with guns, with just, you know, rifles and pistols. There was mortar attacks. It was a complex attack. It was coordinated. And it ended up killing two of the people there on the roofs here from mortar rounds. But they held out there until the reinforcements arrived.
Yeah, and keep in mind, people, I mean, this is a situation where this wasn't an official war somewhere or something. This is something where people were in there trying to do something on a diplomatic matter, and the ambassador was doing their best and reaching out for whatever help they could get domestically from our politicians and so on. And here's a situation where they could have easily stood down and said, you know what, I'm going to follow orders and, you know, let those people basically perish as quickly as, you know, the tragedy can get over. But instead, they risked themselves and they risked everything that they know is right and charged in there anyway and tried to do their best to defend. And so, I mean, there's a number of different reasons you might go to listen. You might go to, you know, support. But you know what? Find one. Not sure which one is going to be yours, but find a reason to be there and support this person and listen to what they got to say.
Well, you know, and the thing is, too, is that, you know, I have not heard him speak. I heard them on the TV station. They interviewed three of the ones that were still there. All of them were wounded. One of them quite severely, and the point is that what they did against the stand down order to go out there is, you know, he doesn't know what happened back in D.C. and I don't know if we ever will know. I know that they were talking about, you know, the big story then was, oh, it's this video that's got everybody has caused all of this. And that night, Hillary wrote to her daughter and said, hey, this is an al-Qaeda type of attack. And it was. This was an organized attack. This wasn't just a bunch of people, and this got out of control. The point is, though, is what happened there? Could the ambassador have been saved? And my question is how did the ambassador get to Benghazi with a one-man team or two-man team and expect to be guarded by a Libyans called the Militia 47 or something like this in the middle of all this happening on September 11th?
Yeah. I mean, that date probably stands out in a lot of people's minds and will forever.
Yeah.
But, I mean this wasn't a radical little group that got together just out of the blue and decided to go attack. This wasn't Black Lives Matter deciding that they wanted to do something special. No, this was a situation where this was very, very organized and complex.
Okay. All right. Now, that's going to be on Monday, November 16th. Doors open at 6 p.m., shows at 7. Now, tickets are $35 or for VIP, $75. And the VIP tickets include meet and greet, balcony seating, wines, and hors d'oeuvres. Wine and hors d'oeuvres. So this is presented by the Reading Republican Women Federated, but it's for everybody that would just like to hear what was going on that night from somebody that was on station, on the spot, that was involved in this whole thing. So I think it's going to be really quite interesting. We're going to be there. Okay, again, we're down here at, last time out around here is we're down here at the Stand Down 2015, put on by the North Valley Stand Down Association. And we have, they've had over 200 people sign up, 92 people spent the night here. They just finished serving breakfast. The veterans have anything here from job services and unemployment insurance information to driver's license and ID, drug and alcohol counseling, the Veterans Administration, general assistance, court help for infractions. Now, we're not talking about serious, but just minor stuff. Oh, wait a minute. We have here in the last 2 minutes, come on down in here and sit here, are some of our people from that are helping in the medical side of it. So what's your name, huh?
Deb Bruner. I'm the nurse manager for Chico, Yuba City, and I did the stand downs for Reading also.
Great. So what do you see in here? What's the biggest thing you see here?
Well, I think dental is a large problem. We shuttle the patients to the clinic for dental services, and they're all very thankful.
So dental, yeah, so I guess that would be a big thing. Are you seeing more people out, because you see all of these. Are you seeing more people, at these
Each year, the population grows. Each year, more veterans are served here, and we increase the shuttle availability. And with that, we see anything medical. I have services, specialty services, podiatry, chiropractor, mental health, social worker, HIV testing. We offer as many services as we can.
Well, I tell you what, it's really appreciated. And I know how busy you are. I've seen you running around all morning here trying to get all this stuff, get it organized. But this is really a huge thing that you're doing for the veterans, and it's so much appreciated.
It's a wonderful service, and, you know, any one of us at any point in time in any day could be homeless. So it's very appreciative for all of us. We appreciate doing it.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, it would really be great if you didn't have a job here in a couple of years, wouldn't it? I mean, having to help the homeless.
Of course.
You know,
of
if we
course.
Could put ourselves out of business.
Yep. Yeah, we work on this 365 days a year to get it going for this one weekend.
Day. 1 weekend. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
And Ben, hey, we're about our last minute here. Thanks for being here with me, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is about as great an honor as you could possibly have. This is one of the significant events that the veterans in Shasta County put on. So, you know, this is moving, it's evolving, it's growing in the right direction, guys.
Okay. Hey, just for everybody, have a great weekend. Come out and see us on Sunday with Linda from 11 to 1. And just be careful and appreciate everything that you've got out there, because I tell you, after seeing this, it's really, really an eye-opening event. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Senior U.S. officials say a small number of U.S. Special Operations Forces will be deployed in northern Syria to work with local ground forces in the fight against Islamic State militants. The deployment marks the first time U.S. troops will be working openly on the ground in Syria. U.S. officials say President Obama ordered the deployment of fewer than 50 commandos to help coalition forces coordinate with the local troops. The first talks bringing together all foreign powers backing rival sides in Syria's civil war have opened.
This is about the different sides at the table putting out possibly their starting points for negotiations and trying to see if there's enough common ground to bridge the gaps and to push for a diplomatic solution to end Syria's civil war. The sides around the table, we understand they'll be putting forward ideas about things like a possible transition government.